Let's get back to what happened on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Tom Inadnet.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's nice to have you back to the show. You know, in the first segment, we talked a little bit. We had a little bit of an introduction to who the vice presidential candidate is. Now, I want you to understand before we go too far, okay? I'm not advocating one candidate over another, per se, okay? I'm not here to be a pundit. I'm simply going to try to show you, in his own words, what Mr. Ryan stands for. And from that, I would like you to draw your own conclusions. This is what's important. Now, in the first segment, we listened to what might just be termed as playing to the audience. It's an acceptance speech. He had lots of time to figure it out, lots of time to rehearse it, speech writers do their thing and all that stuff. So, you know, maybe it's a little bit canned. And understand, it was just a few segments of a speech that was fairly long. And that speech, by the way, is completely available on YouTube. If you have more interest, you know, be happy to go out there and check it out for yourself. Listen to the whole thing, soup to nuts, okay? But in this segment, I'm going to go a little bit deeper into the man. Now, there's not a lot other than being in front of the news and so forth that you can actually point to Mr. Ryan. And you have to, and everybody's heard what he has to say to the broadcasters in the news, okay? But he has, let's take a look at what he does at work, okay? We've got a few clips of him at work. Now, Mr. Ryan is not a fan of the Affordable Health Care Act, and this is not a political ploy. He believes that the best way to drive down health care costs is by promoting competition and so forth. And I agree with that, and I also agree that Obamacare is going to take that away from us. And I'll give you an example. You know, I had LASIK eye surgery about 12 years ago or so, and it was pretty expensive, $1,000 per eye, $1,000. Now, that, you know, that was by nature. It was very interesting to a lot of people who have been wearing glasses their entire life. Now, if you go and look, the surgery for LASIK is not only much less complicated, it's much less hazardous, it's much more accurate, and it's much less expensive. Why? Because it is in the market of competition, okay? There's lots of these guys around. And so they compete with each other. They make the LASIK surgery system better and better and better. And that's a prime example of what a freed medical establishment needs. Now, I do believe there's a lot of problems with it, a lot of things that we need to address with it. But Obamacare, in my opinion, is not it. And I'm not the only one. Now, let's hear. Now, understand that the remarks you're about to hear, the next few clips, are to a joint session of Congress. I believe it's September 9th, 2009. It's not a joint session of Congress. I'm sorry. That's the wrong mark. It's in the Senate Committee, okay? So let's just hear what Mr. Ryan has to say when he talks about Obamacare. Dave, please play clip 6.
Look, we agree on the problem here, and the problem is health inflation is driving us off of a fiscal cliff. Mr. President, you've said health care reform is budget reform. You're right. We agree with that. Medicare right now has a $38 trillion unfunded liability. That's $38 trillion in empty promises to my parents' generation, our generation, our kids' generation. Medicaid's growing at 21% this year. It's suffocating states' budgets. It's adding trillions in obligations that we have no means to pay for it.
Now, I understand that, and let me correct myself a little bit. I got a little bit shuffled in my notes here. He was in front of a House Budget Committee. In the room is a lot of other senators and so forth, and Mr. Obama. Mr. Obama is sitting at the front of the room. Now, this is also available on YouTube, and I invite you to go out to YouTube. It's about a 6.5-minute clip, the whole thing, and watch the reactions of the people in the room around him. Now, right now, he's already pointed out some of the key problems. Now, you know, right now we're wrestling with some way to save Medicare and Medicaid because that gravy train is going to collapse soon. The baby boomers are retiring, and it's going to collapse soon. And he recognizes that this is going to be a real issue. And remember, this is not him in front of a TV camera or by a reporter, nothing like that. He is actually at work. Now, let's find out what he has to say next about Obamacare. Please play clip 7.
This bill does not control costs. This bill does not reduce deficits. Instead, this bill adds a new health care entitlement at a time when we have no idea how to pay for the entitlements we already have.
Now, that's very interesting. As you know, or as you should know, Mr. Obama intends to take a large amount of money out of the Medicare lockbox. I love that when they call it that because it actually never is that. And he's going to shift it to Obamacare. And remember that when Obamacare first came to light and they were trying to sell it to the American people, they said it would not put a dime on the federal deficit. That's what they promised, that it would pay for itself completely. Well, it turns out that even with the individual mandate staying up, it is still going to be a $1 trillion cost, at least. Okay? And that's even if everything works. And those numbers are pretty small. Okay? Now, understand that the next little clip we're going to play is, again, about Obamacare. And he's going to refer to the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office. And their job is to take programs, bills and so forth, and the budgets of the House and the Senate and the executive branch, and it reviews those to see the cost benefits, so to speak, of any particular bill or so forth. And so the Congressional Budget Office, they're in charge of saying, okay, this is going to be a fiscally responsible bill. It's going to be a bad bill, okay? So in this next clip, he's going to talk about how the Congressional Budget Office, which, by the way, is nonpartisan, scored the Affordable Health Care Act bill. Please play clip 8.
But their job is to score what is placed in front of them. And what has been placed in front of them is a bill that is full of gimmicks and smoke and mirrors. Now, what do I mean when I say that? Well, first off, the bill has 10 years of tax increases, about $500 billion, with 10 years of Medicare cuts, about $500 billion, to pay for 6 years of spending. Now, what's the true 10-year cost of this bill? In 10 years, that's $2.3 trillion. It does a couple of other things. It takes $52 billion in higher Social Security tax revenues and counts them as offsets, but that's really reserved for Social Security. So either we're double counting them or we don't intend on paying those Social Security benefits.
That's interesting. Which is the truth? Now, understand that Mr. Ryan is the chair of the House Budget Committee. So he understands how the CBO, he works with the CBO every day, the Congressional Budget Office, every day in his job. And he says so, by the way, later in this speech. We won't hit that part, but it is in here. And he works with these people every single day. And they score how a bill is going to work. And you saw him lay out that we're going to pay 10 years worth of budgets for 6 years worth of benefits. Now, here's the point behind that, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a trick. This is not an oversight. Let me put it that way. This is a gimmick that is used often in the White House and the Senate and in the House to hide the real cost of a bill. See, what they'll do is they'll take a budget, they'll run a bill for, in this case, 6 years, but they'll budget it for 10 years, and that makes the overall cost appear to be much less than it actually is. And you've already heard he's taking $500 million from here and $500 million from there and so forth and so on, and you're going to pay 10 years for 6 years worth of benefits. As a matter of fact, that is not a mystery. If you go and do some actual research on the Affordable Health Care Act and how it was enacted and how it's going to be paid for and implemented, it really comes upon some very interesting ideas about how they are hiding costs. And as you heard Mr. Ryan say just now, the net at the end of 10 years is a $2.7 trillion deficit. This from a bill that we were promised, would not add 1 cent to the deficit and would not take a dime out of any of the other federal programs. We know this to be false. This is, I suppose, if you ask Ms. Pelosi, this is one of the things that we were supposed to find out after we passed it, because apparently nobody read it ahead of time. Okay, now we're hearing Mr. Ryan's reaction to a bill. Now, understand that this man is, for quite some time, has been responsible for overseeing the House budget. Okay? So let's find out what else he has to say about the costs of the Affordable Health Care Act. Please play clip 9.
But ignoring these costs does not remove them from the backs of taxpayers. Hiding spending does not reduce spending. And so when you take a look at all of this, it just doesn't add up. And so I'll finish with the cost curve. Are we bending the cost curve down or are we bending the cost curve up? Well, if you look at your own chief actuary at Medicare, we're bending it up. He's claiming that we're going up $222 billion, adding more to the unsustainable fiscal situation we have.
Now, that's interesting he says that. It continues to go up. They're bending the learning curve. on Obamacare. Now, again, I didn't mean this to be a referential on Obamacare. We've covered that before. We'll probably talk about it again. But I want you to actually take a look, listen to what Mr. Ryan is saying. And remember, this is while he's at work. He's not in there politicking. Okay? And if you'll go on out to YouTube and find this particular video, then you'll notice that, you know, this is in a committee setting. Now, it's strange when you actually listen to this. It clips back and forth and shows the president. And his body language is pretty guarded. And I've read, you know, take it with a grain of salt kind of opinion pieces. And you see, when you're doing research for the show, you see all manner of research materials. And you have to really take them with a grain of salt because a large chunk of them are somebody's opinion and have no basis in fact. Apparently, basing a story on fact is not in vogue anymore. But anyway, Mr. Obama is sitting there, and he's very intense looking. And again, from the rags I heard, this is when Mr. Obama actually started to pay attention to Mr. Ryan and actually get general loathing. At least that's what I read. But, you know, that's all rumor. But let's find out what Mr. Ryan thinks is the difference between himself and Obama. Please play clip 10.
But there really is a difference between us, and it's basically this. We don't think the government should be in control of all of this. We want people to be in control. And that, at the end of the day, is the big difference. Now, we've offered lots of ideas all last year, all this year, because we agree the status quo is unsustainable. It's got to get fixed. It's bankrupting families. It's bankrupting our government. It's hurting families with pre-existing conditions. We all want to fix this, but we don't think that this is the answer to the solution. And all of the analysis we get proves that point.
Now, that's very interesting, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? Now, we've sent two segments now. We've talked about, we've let him talk about himself in an acceptance speech, and we've listened to what he said at work. When we come back, we're going to go a little bit deeper into Mr. Ryan, and we'll be back just after this.